Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this meeting of the Stafford Borough Council's Planning Committee. My name is Gareth Jones. I'll be chairing this meeting tonight. Just a couple of points before we start. If anybody's got a mobile phone, can they please ensure that it's on silent mode? And can I ask any members of the public present to refrain from any comments during the course of our considerations? There's no fire alarm planned for this evening, but in the event of emergency, please leave the building by the nearest exit and staff will show strangers the way out. On my right, I've got officers from the planning department, and on my left, I've got officers from the legal department. The procedure is that officers from the planning department will present the application as it appears on the agenda. Members of the public who have indicated to speak will be given 3 minutes at the table provided, and I'll indicate when there's a minute left so that they can sum up. Ward members are entitled to speak for 5 minutes. This meeting has been recorded and it will be published on the council's website. The application tonight can only be dealt with in accordance with the National Planning Policy Framework and the new local plan and any other relevant planning matters. Members of the committee are reminded that they do not enjoy any special immunity as that which is enjoyed by colleagues in Parliament. We can now move on to the agenda. Apologies. Well, the minutes of the last meeting, as I said, have been published.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, minutes of the meetings held on the 17th of August and the 7th of September.
May I say, I did send apologies. In fact, I didn't send apologies. I had a sub come in for me at the last minute, and it's not recorded that I sent apologies. So, as the sub couldn't turn up, may I send my apologies now?
Okay, thank you. Declaration of interests or any lobbying? Delegated applications?
As posted on the website, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So we now go on to the planning application that we're considering tonight, which is 21-34965/HOW11 Trinity Course, Trinity Fields, Stafford. So, you want to start, John?
Thank you, Chairman. This is an application for a single-storey side and rear extension with canopies and a chimney, and a front and rear dormer extension. The property, as you can see on the screen, is a semi-detached house. It has existing front and rear dormers and is at the end of a row of similar properties. To the side of the property is a short cul-de-sac, which you'll see just above the red line, which provides the drive to the detached garage of the property, which is within the red line, and also provides access to a pair of semi-detached houses which face the rear garden of the application site. The elements of the application described in more detail on page 5 of your agenda, and the chimney has already been constructed. The dormer on the front elevation would project almost as far forward as the existing front wall at ground level, and is similar in projection but not as wide as the dormer at number 1 Trinity Course, which is at the other end of that row of properties. At the rear, the dormer would be extended by 0.6 metres for the half nearest the attached neighbour and 1.6 metres for the other half, and the chimney would be attached to this. The single-storey extension to the side is set back 4 metres from the front elevation with a monopitch roof which wraps partly around the rear. The remainder of the rear extension forms a covered patio, and the side extension also extends further into the garden with a shallow dual pitched roof forming an open timber frame patio. It's important to note that this application does not include the shipping container and the attached wooden structure at the rear of the garden, or the fence to the side, which will appear on some of the photos that you'll see. A fence in this location is permitted development up to 2 metres in height, and the container or structure is permitted development if it's required for a purpose incidental to the enjoyment of the dwelling house, or for the maintenance, improvement or other alteration of such a building, if it does not exceed 2.5 metres in height within 2 metres of the boundary of the curtilage. In terms of the details that I've just mentioned on the application, I think it will become clearer when you see the plan at the end of these photographs. That's the aerial photograph, and then there's a series of photographs there. I'm not going to show you all of those, I'm going to show you 7 images, which start with number 4. This is the existing rear elevation of the application site. You can see the existing rear dormer, and then to the right of that you can see the attached other half of the semi, number 9, which also has a rear dormer, and you can see it also has a dual pitch single story extension extending out into the garden. And if I just jump to number 6, that's a similar photograph, but you can see a bit more the projection of the neighbouring extension on that. Image 5, the two houses behind that fence to the left of the photograph are the two neighbouring properties that I mentioned that have a view towards the side garden, the side of the property and the rear garden of it. Right. So, looking now at the side of the property, these are recent photographs taken last week. So you can see the existing side elevation and the chimney as built. Having the chimney there is useful in some respects, in that you can see where the dormer would reach to. It would effectively attach to that chimney on this half of the dormer. That's a photograph taken from a little bit further back. You can see the head of the cul-de-sac and the access to the drive. Image 15 is taken from a different angle. So on this one you can see part of the front elevations of the numbers 9 and 11, the side elevation of number 11. You can also see where the driveway is to the garage, and then garage and driveway of the neighbouring property. That's a view from the front, from the pavement on the opposite side of the road. So that's the existing front elevation. You'll notice on there that you can't see the chimney. And then the final view is image 19, which is the driveway behind the ornamental metal gates and the garage behind that for this property. And then you can see part of the rear garden.
That image number 19 is through those gates is still number 11, is it?
Yes, through the ornamental gates is the garage to number 11.
Right, thank you.
and then onto the plan. So just going to top left, that is the existing front elevation, and the one immediately below that is the proposed front elevation. So you can see on the right hand side of that a dormer being built on the being proposed on the existing sloping roof. We turn to top right, or almost the right, you've got the existing rear elevation, and then immediately below that the proposed rear elevation. I did note in writing this presentation earlier today that the elevation doesn't appear quite correct at the back, in that this shows the dormer on the right hand side extending further to the rear, whereas actually it would be on the left hand side and attached to the chimney. Then if you look at the middle top, that is the existing. So you've got the existing sloped roof coming down from the ridge line towards the left at the front, and then if you look at the image beneath that, you can see the dormer is built out almost to the front wall of the building, and then would go up to level with the rear dormer. And then equally you can see that the rear dormer now extends, almost to the rear of the property, albeit it's slightly obscured by the single story extension, but you see how it attaches into the chimney that you saw on the photographs. The floor plans are at the bottom. The existing left is existing ground floor and existing first floor, and then you've got proposed next one along, third one from the left is proposed ground floor and proposed first floor. So you can see the extent of the dormer extension here at the bottom, and then you can on the right hand side one, you can see that, and then on to the side and to the rear you can see the extent of the single story structure and where the dormer to the rear comes out. Chairman, the application is recommended for approval subject to the conditions listed on page 12 of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. And as you said, we're considering that which is contained within that application.
You're considering
there are other things
only this application, yes.
Absolutely. Okay. We have Mr. Peter Bond here. Come to the table. You object to this proposal, I understand.
I do.
Thank you. As I said earlier, you've got 3 minutes.
Yep.
Let's start when you're ready.
Okay. Well, firstly, good evening. I'm objecting to this planning application on behalf of myself and the local community living in and around Trinity Gorge. This includes Shelmore Close. We are objecting on two counts. The first is the 7.5 metre external chimney on the rear wall that has already been built, which according to the case officer's promulgated documents puts this structure at 0.7 metres higher than the existing chimney. Furthermore, whilst we know from the caseworker who has recommended approval of the application, it states his recommendations based on the single story extension that has previously been built at 1 Trinity Gorge, which sets a precedent. However, that extension did not include a 7.5 metre external chimney, which is completely out of character with the whole estate street scene, not just Trinity Gorge. And if you looked at the, I know you very quickly went over it, but if you can look at the chimney from the rear and not the front, you can see the impact that has on the local community at the rear of that building. Furthermore, a large building structure has been built around the 25-inch container at the rear property, which is less than 24 inches from the rear of 14 Sherman Close. This structure is causing damage to this property during inclement weather. Despite the community's various objections to the council planning enforcement team on this structure in October 21, the enforcement team informed us that the structure may need planning consent, and after nearly 12 months of this structure being built, it's now been decided that planning permission is required. Therefore, should this single story extension be built and the planning application for the current unauthorised structure refused, the removal of the ice container from the rear garden would be more complex and dangerous to achieve using the high lift crane that is going to be required. Given the recommendation of the casework for approval of this application, the committee may be minded to approve this application rather than reject. If this is the case, I would respectfully request the following. A site visit is arranged to see the actual impact on the street scene regarding the chimney, including from Shelmore Close. In addition, the planning application is held in abeyance until the planning application has been considered for the additional structure, so if the planning application is refused, the ice container can be removed safely.
You've got 1 minute now.
And that's me finished. So I wish to thank the committee for the opportunity to put our views upon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can Mr. Hodgkinson come to the table, and you are the supporter, you support this application, or you've initiated this application?
Yeah. Hello everyone, I'm at 11 Trinity Gould. All I'm trying to do is have the bedroom extension. I've got joint custody of my kids, and I've lived there 12 months. I don't manage to stay once because they can't sleep anywhere. My daughter had to sleep on settee. Seems to be a lot of mention, and a lot of that was all about a container, which is there. It's got my furniture in it, but I can't put it in the house because I can't do the house. The planner's already said that it comes under permit. It doesn't need planning consent. It's only there as a temporary item while I'm doing the works. And the chimney, although the chimney's already done, falls under permitted development rights, which is why it's already done. And it's not a finished article at the moment anyhow. There's already a chimney on the property. So I don't understand really how I can understand if my neighbour next door to me or something was complaining about how things looked, but not somebody who lives in a street behind me. I can't give you photographic evidence, but basically you can only see the top of half of his window over my fence, so I don't really see the impact that my extension in my street is having on him, really. So like I said, all I'm trying to do is just be able to finish the house so I can get the furniture in it, and then remove the container, which is only there as a temporary item. But other than that, I don't really know what to say.
Okay.
The recommendation really is just on the planning consent of the building and none of the other items that seem to be being brought up.
Yeah, I have stressed that what we're looking for is what is contained within this application. Okay. Councillor Price, thanks very much. You can resume your seat. Thank you. Councillor Price.
We've both got to speak, haven't we?
Yes, we've both got 5 minutes.
So yeah, thank you, Chairman, committee members and officers. A couple of points that I really wanted to raise. Firstly, I understand this gentleman's three-bedroom house does not have enough room for his children, and that is unfortunate. One of the other points as well that he mentioned, that shipping container was a temporary measure, and although it doesn't form part of this planning application, it is linked to this planning application, because if one goes through, you won't get the container out. When we talk about a shipping container in a garden, we're not talking about a small box. We're talking about one of those that you see on the back of one of the transporter ships across the channel. It's massive. Another point that the supporter and the applicant had raised as well is that only the neighbours at the rear had complained. I have visited most of the neighbours including his next door neighbour, who was very concerned about the street scene and the view from the back of their house, and the shipping container, and a chimney that was put in retrospectively. This is the issue that we have. Brian and I do not have an issue with anybody that is trying to enhance their home, put additional space on there, and trying to better where they live. We do not have an issue with that. What I have a problem with is people coming along and feeling that they can dump shipping containers in their garden, start putting planning and building works within their property, only then when an officer comes and visits to look at the shipping container, realises that other works have been going on behind the scenes. So that is why we are asking, because it's very difficult for me to explain the situation on site, but actually I would rather ask that a committee would be minded to go and have a look at this application before they're minded to approve it, particularly, as I said, with the built extensions. You're going to have extreme difficulty to get out this temporary structure. It's only been there for 2 years. I don't know what temporary is considered as, but he's built a fence around it. It's been clad. There is a structure across the front as well. It's not temporary. And I would also be interested at some point to find out if and when any planning is going to be, because Brian and I raised this some years ago. I've got a photo as well, if you can pull that up for me, please. That's actually a shipping container that's been clad. As you can see, it's clearly a temporary structure. And then on the other side, you can see the chimney. Bearing in mind, if you were the neighbour to the right-hand side to look over your fence, that's the first thing you're going to stare at. Not keeping in the street scene, I certainly think that I would, a site visit would be most useful to give the committee a better understanding of what's going on. The other point that we're going to raise, Brian, to you. Oh, before I carry on, there is one other thing that I wanted. Is there any reason why the committee couldn't see all the photos and why you decided only to show some and skip the rest?
I haven't shown the others because they were of the container and that's not part of this application.
Okay.
Well, again, I contend that it should be. This has hung around for quite a long time. The shipping container that is there, the applicant had already told the neighbours that he was setting up a business, and that was part of where he was going to keep his business goods, which is a bit different to what has been stated this evening. The wooden structure down it is quite substantial. Where you see the wooden fence there, there was a beautiful hedgerow, which was part on the Shelmore Drive closed property and part on the other area. That was ripped out with no consultation. The structure that is built there, the rain comes off the top of that, over that fence, into the garden of 14 Shelmore Close. And again, I contend the whole lot should be part of this application. As Jonathan has said, I think you should see this. The dormers that are going through, you said it's going to be a match with number one. I can remember number one. We had a lot of problem there with the rear extension, which a site visit went on many years ago, and that resulted in water coming off it into the garden of 102 Crab Lane. I think it was only approved because there was a lift going in for a disabled lady. So I don't think the comparison that it will be like bookends at one end and the other end of the street really makes sense. It says on page 5, principle of development, impact on character and appearance of the host dwelling and surrounding area. If you'd have shown all the pictures, you'd have seen the impact. And as Councillor Price has said, I think really the best way to go through this and see everything is for the committee to attend a site visit, as invited by Mr. Bond, who has invited you into his house so you can view it from both his ground floor and upstairs windows. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much.
As I mentioned before, the shipping container and the wooden structure around it is not part of this application. We did invite the applicant to include this within the application, and I can see, looking back at various iterations of the plan, the container was added at one stage, but it was then taken off. It's not formed part of the planning application, and you've heard the applicant of the view that it doesn't need planning permission. Well, it's too high to not require planning permission within 2 metres of the boundary. So it does need planning permission. But you can't. It's not reasonable to defer this application until you've considered an application for that. If it is an issue with removing that at a later stage, that's another matter. It doesn't necessarily mean that the whole extension, if you approve it, that the whole extension will be built at that stage in any case. The structure you've got at the rear is a shipping container that is 20 foot long. So it's not the full length. The full ones are 40 foot long. So it's still a sizeable structure. But then there is a rear area within the wooden structure behind the container as well. I didn't show you those pictures because you're not considering the application for those. You're only considering it for the extensions to the house. I mean, you can debate the purpose of a site visit or not, but what we've aimed to show you is the front, the side and the rear views that you would see if you went out on site. And Councillor Price has also shown you this photograph from the garden of the property to the rear. So, and yes, part of the rear is obscured by the wooden structure around the container, but you're not going to see more by standing in that garden than you can see from that photograph.
Okay, I'll open up, Councillor Edgler.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Thank you for your comprehensive report. I'm utterly a little bit confused actually, because I'm being told now that if this extension went through, that this container wouldn't be able to get out of the building because there wouldn't be room. Have I got that right? And can I suggest actually that what the two councillors have asked for and the gentleman that's complained, a site visit, can I propose that we have a site visit on this, please?
I second that.
Okay. Well, I stopped the debate then. And the purpose of the site visit?
To ensure that what we've got on, you know, to have a look at the situation and see where we're at. And if this went through, would they get the container out or not? And why have they cladded it? I mean, if you've got a container to put your household goods and that in, because I've seen that before. We had one at Pond Bassett not long ago. But then, it was why cover it? I don't understand that. I really don't understand that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not opposed to the idea of the site visit, but just thought it might be useful to have a little bit more debate before it went to a vote, if possible.
Can you do that once you have a proposal?
I will draw the proposal then until you debate it.
Thank you. So we haven't had a proposal for a site visit. Do you want to carry on then?
Just a couple of questions for clarity. It was stated that the chimney is permitted developed. Is that correct? The chimney.
I can read that on your own planning site if you want to.
The chimney was permitted development.
So I'm not sure how it is. It's 7.5 metres high.
On your own planning model, it says that the chimney can be 1 metre above the highest part of the roof. You can read it off your own planning if you want. So that's...
With respect, it's not attached to the roof. It's a standalone structure at the moment, isn't it?
It doesn't say that on your planning. It just says...
I understand Councillor McEwen's question, but given that the chimney forms part of the application that you're considering, it's probably not a good idea to consider whether or not it's permitted development on its own at this stage.
That was just for clarity. Then, if I may continue, Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
On the proposed first floor, there appears to be two bedroom twos.
One at the rear, separated by a bedroom, and one at the front. You're right, the plan shows bedroom one, bedroom three, and two bedroom twos, one to the front, one to the rear, but the report does say it's a proposed four-bedroom property.
And final one, if I may, on the ground floor, proposed ground floor, there's the large extension that on the side and wraps around the rear. It doesn't have a use on that. Is that an extra bedroom? Is that what is that for?
Well, you're right. It doesn't have a label on it. Even if it was a bedroom, it wouldn't alter the parking provision, because once you get up to four bedrooms, it's three spaces. It doesn't rise under that.
Okay. I was just clarifying more than anything. Thank you.
Councillor Trowbridge, you indicated you wanted to speak.
Yeah, my question's been just answered. Thank you.
Councillor Cooper?
Yeah, just so I understand, is it within the remit of this committee? I think you suggested, John, that it wasn't, to defer this so that the planning application can be in entirety, because this container's gone in and out as it's come in.
No.
And it seems to me one of the sticking points is the inability to consider the whole situation. And it seems rather odd the fact that the committee can't say this looked like half an application, not the whole thing. Therefore, it's difficult to consider.
Mm. No, you can only consider what is submitted.
Well, if I may, it seems odd that the officer would allow this to happen, like this, to allow, best description of what is half an application.
We invited the applicant to add the container and the structure to the application. You can see from the drawings it was put on, then taken off, and this is revision G we're on now, so that was earlier versions. We can't make him include that in the application. Now, if you deal with this application and then we end up with a structure that requires planning permission, we'll do an enforcement report. So you would consider a separate report for enforcement, unless of course we get an application for it in the meanwhile.
Is there a point of clarification that you wish to make? You have had your time for speaking, but you are entitled.
Everyone wants to ask me questions. If it's only because it's taken 12 months to get to this point, and the container seems to be the sticking point on the, and I didn't want the extension to be refused on the grounds that everybody doesn't like the container, when the container's there solely because it's got my furniture in it. So it seems to be the sticking point on, can I have an extension on the grounds of I've got a container which has got my furniture in it. So as soon as, obviously, the application or I get to empty the container of my furniture, then the container can go. As part of the get the container out, yeah, then I just park a crane on my front there and lift it out. I'm not lifting it over anybody else's property. It would only go over mine, and the crane can quite easily just lift it
okay.
out and put it on the lorry.
So I just, considering a point of order as well, if you don't mind, seeing as we've done, it actually says in this document, I believe, that planning permission, one of the conditions is planning permission has to be sought.
For the container.
But yeah. Not the container, the structure that includes the container.
Okay. Councillor Nixon, you indicated.
Yes, I did. So on page 8, it says it considered on balance that the proposed development would not cause adverse harm. I think that's a bit subjective, really, and I can understand why the ward members would like a site visit. And if you go on the website, all the photographs that the Councillor Price mentioned are there of the container. You can't actually see inside the container, I don't think, on the other end. I do agree that a site visit would be useful.
Okay, Councillor Trowbridge.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Chairman, coming backward and forward, but mine was mainly about the chimney, and I felt it had been answered after Councillor McKeown spoke. But but just to say to Mr. Nixon, all applications are on balance. Every single one is on balance. That's how the officers have to do it, on balance. I can't see an issue with anything bar the chimney, and then I don't understand enough about the chimney. I would like to learn just a little bit more, if that's all right, John. The extension round, no issue at all. What is normal for a chimney, and is this touching the neighbours, as was stated, or is it? It's just. I just need a little more clarity around the chimney. If that's possible.
So. Let's just go back. So. You can see that at the moment there's an existing chimney on the back of the property. So the applicant's proposing to remove the existing chimney and have this new chimney effectively at the back of the extension. So then if I go to the plans, there we go. Might be easy if I stand up. So this is the chimney here.
Yeah.
And that is where the dormer, that's where the dormer is at the moment, that's where it would come out to. So it would be attached to that, so it wouldn't be freestanding.
So we'll
the only part that would look freestanding would be the bit that goes above that.
Okay.
You heard the applicant mention something about a metre above the ridge line. If you put the chimney on a house, it needs to be higher than the ridge of the house, otherwise you get smoking. Where you don't want smoke or fumes or whatever. So that's where the chimney is. It's effectively serving. Sorry. It's effectively attached to the lounge here. At the back of the lounge,
okay.
And then it comes up the side of the dormer.
Sorry, I couldn't see that. The chimney is to the back of that lounge, though.
Yes.
To be built.
Yes.
That
is that clear then?
Right? Yeah, that does.
So it's not a freestanding chimney.
No.
It's built in advance of the further development in relation to the house.
No issue with
the adjoining. No issue. Councillor Beattie.
Thank you.
I'll come back.
I think I've forgotten my question now. The chimney is, I understand. What I don't quite understand is the situation of enforcement over the existing container. If there's an existing enforcement action in place, why isn't it being actioned? And if we haven't got an enforcement action, is that because he doesn't require one?
No. As has been said before, the container's been there quite a while now.
Yeah.
We had complaints when it came in. We've had some dialogue in terms of the container. There was uncertainty at the beginning as to whether or not it required permission, because that figure, that height I mentioned, 2.5 metres, is within 2 metres of the boundary. Now, once the wooden structure was built around it and extends back to the back fence, it takes the structure within 2 metres. If the container was where it is on its own and the wooden structure wasn't there, it would probably be permitted development, because then you could build up to 3, because it would then go up to 3 metres in height. So it's the situation has changed since this originally came in. When it originally came in, the container sat there, and then
and that was permitted development.
Well, if it was more than 2 metres from the boundary,
yeah,
it would be permitted. Yes.
So I haven't quite finished.
Sorry.
I would say, if we're just dealing with this application, I agree with Councillor Trowbridge. I actually don't see any point in a site visit. I think we have the information we need. Mm-hmm. We have to make a decision. I cannot see the reason in itself as to why we should refuse this application. What I can't get my head around is how one can ensure that this offending equipment is removed from the garden before the building is built, preferably, because it looks like he hasn't any intention of removing it if he's putting fences around it and so forth. That's the appearance it has to me.
Mm.
Can I
answer that?
Sure. This
is not normal, Chairman.
Yeah, you have had an opportunity of speaking.
Exactly.
If your intervention is purely in relation to clarifying some of the points, I'll allow it. But it has to be a matter of clarification. If it isn't, then I will stop it.
Yeah, it was just about the content. I haven't intentionally wanted it in. I put a fence in front of it so that it blanked it out, so it didn't annoy the neighbours. Speaking for the councillor about my next door neighbour who had complained or whatever originally, left the property 8 months ago. I now have
this isn't
clarification. Yeah, that's not clarification. I'll stop you there. Councillor Jackson.
Yeah, now you've clarified that. The situation is, if that wooden structure was removed, then there would be no issue with an enforcement order on container.
Potentially, yes.
Yes. I'd like to put a proposal.
Chairman, if I can respond to what Councillor Beattie was saying before you took the clarification.
Yeah.
On this structure, you would need to consider a separate report and the expedience of enforcement action. Can't wrap that in a discussion with this planning application. So, depending on what the outcome of this planning application is, given that we've been clear that the structure as it stands now requires planning permission, if we don't have an application for that, then we will have to bring a report to committee to consider the expedience of enforcement action at a future date.
Thank you. And Chairman, can I say that I'd like to propose this application is approved?
Can I go back then to what I said before about the site visit? I mean, that was, we threw it open before.
Yeah. Councillor Trowbridge, you were seconding in effect. You wanted to come in.
Just again, another question of clarity. On the proposed ground floor plan, there appears to be a wall separating the lounge with whatever room that's adjacent to it, with the opening doors out onto the covered patio. All right?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Now, if that's a separate room, there is no light or ventilation in that lounge. And I know there's probably building rates. But what is that wall?
It's the way it's appeared on there. It's a dotted line.
Is it?
It's a dotted line, yeah. So it's... at the moment, there's a dining room and a family room.
So
if you look at the left-hand side plan,
yeah.
So that's proposing to take away that and effectively put a beam above
supporting
it.
Supporting.
Yeah. That's yeah, it just appears on there a bit darker than it does on the plan.
Okay.
So, strictly speaking, we're at a situation now, Councillor Edgeley, where you withdrew the request for a site visit to allow the debate to go further. Mm-hmm. Do you wish to reintroduce the request for a site visit?
Yes, please.
And the basis of the site visit is what?
It's to have a proper look at the situation and,
But what is it that it will tell you that the photographs don't? already. We know it.
I think visual impact is much better than looking at a photograph. I don't think they always come. Sometimes I don't think it's always showing the true picture.
Is it seconded, the request for a site visit?
Yeah, I'll second it, Mr. Chairman, please.
Okay. So we need to take a vote on the site visit then, that takes precedent over. So those in favour of a site visit?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Those against a site visit?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I'd be against the site visit.
I was against, so it's tied, Mr. Chairman. Casting vote.
Do you want to cast casting vote?
Do I have a casting vote for a yes to a site visit?
Be yes or no, but which one?
Yes, I will agree to the site visit then. So that stops the debate and we will go.
Yep.
So there can be no further debate on this and the site visit will be organised.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members.
I didn't vote the first time. Oh, I thought you were. If you did vote the first time, it would have been a casting vote.
They voted against.
Now we go on to the notified appeals on page
14, Mr. Chairman.
We go on to 14, yes. So any points on here?
Not for me, Chairman.
Anybody want to raise anything on what's here?
Yes, I do.
Councillor Edgelock?
Decided appeals, the one at the bottom, the 21/351/23/HLW. Appeal dismissed. It's 55 Forlock Avenue. What I don't understand is, and please tell me if I'm wrong. It wasn't called in for debate by the committee, am I right in that? And it's gone straight through, and the officers recommended refusal, and it's gone to the inspector for decision. Am I right?
I don't think that one went to committee, yes.
No, that's right, because when we saw it on our application, we didn't think there was any problem with it. So that's why it never got called in, so that's why it never came to committee. So it went to, the officers recommended refusal, and it's gone to the... What I don't understand is, 57 next door has got exactly the same extension that they wanted to do, and yet they've been refused. I can't understand that.
I don't have that application with me. All I've got is the appeal decision, which is on page 27.
I know, I've seen that, but I just can't. I'm confused as to why 57 could do it, but 55 can't.
I think looking at what the inspector's saying in paragraph 4, it's the terracing effect that this extension would have had in removing the gap.
You know, I just can't get my head around that we've let something go through at 57, yet 55 said no. It just does not make sense. I know I can't do anything about it because it's been non, but it just.
It couldn't happen in a circumstance like that.
It was about the gap.
A different type of extension.
There is a gap in between the houses, yeah, but why is it
reduced? I
just don't understand it.
So what do we do with
it? Is it against streets?
We just note.
You just note.
We just note what you're saying as peculiar.
I had to raise it because that was
Okay. Yes, I understand that. Has anybody else got any queries in relation to these appeals and the decisions? Okay. So then we go to page 30.
Yeah, thanks, Chairman. The this is an enforcement report considering the expediency of enforcement action in relation to a slurry lagoon, land between ponds, Newport Road, Swanpit. As you'll see from the plan view, the location of the slurry pit is away from any residential properties. It's also away from any road. As such, the issue here is that a slurry lagoon was approved, however, it was of a different shape to that that has been created. So, as you see, it's not readily visible. It is actually there, but that's just basically water in it. It's not readily visible from any direction, not visible from a residential property. I recommend that it's not expedient to take enforcement action.
Councillor Trowbridge?
Just agreeing with that. If you do the maths of the site, it's a similar size, so if it was a size issue.
Yeah, that's right.
So, just
agree. So you're proposing that you... It's not expedient to take enforcement action.
Yes.
Seconded for that. Thanks, Councillor Nixon. Those in favour of that proposal that it is not expedient, that's carried. Thank you very much. Okay, that brings this meeting to a close. Thanks, Jim. Oh, sorry, yes. Do you want to take this? We've been looking to have a training course for some time, and we have at last got a trainer. So do you want to outline what is proposed to John?
Yes, Chairman. As I mentioned,